Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Tolo to you, sir. Okay, it's quitting time at 877-881-1053. What you drinking and what you thinking? Okay, we'll go around the broadcast position, tell you what we're drinking and thinking, head into the Pimp Cup, hear from what Lucius is drinking and thinking, and then get as many of your phone calls as we can in before we get to Eric Nadel. Crack them if you got them. At 877-881-1053, crack open a phone call. Tell us what you're drinking and thinking here. I mean, you got so much to react to. The Rangers, Dolly's not playing tonight. Obviously, the Stars and the Mavericks and the Cowboys and FC Dallas, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be sports. But the only rule is you can't be operating heavy machinery at the time. That includes an automobile, and you got to answer the questions. Cowboys coaches is what I'm thinking. I'm drinking my 20-ounce Diet Coke. But don't eat the cheese that you think you're going to pass the ball 35 times a game or 58% of the time or something because you have Pickens and CD now.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you are a contender, you have to ask yourself, is our running game good? And if the answer to that is no, or I think we're going to pass our way around it, you better have Joe Burrow with Chase and Higgins, or that ain't going to happen. Many have tried and failed, Chief. I would take you to 2019. They were 8-8. Dak threw for 4,900 yards. You had 1,100-yard Gallup, 1,100-yard Amari Cooper, 600 from Randall Cobb, 800 for Witten, right? And Pollard and Zeke combined for about 380 carries. They ran for 1,800 yards. That needed to be 480 carries. And Dak needed to attempt 500 passes instead of the 600 that he threw, right? So many have tried with this. You go to 2021, Dalton Schultz and Cole Beasley, are a factor. And dang it, they looked good once again in the regular season, but when they got to the playoffs, it didn't work because they couldn't run. So I know they're saying the right things now, but so did McCarthy. McCarthy said it for 5 years, I want to run the ball. Yeah. They never did.
Never did.
So I'm hoping that we understand. The more we pass, the less likely it is that any one pass can be an explosive play. Because the defense starts getting ready for it. And when they do that, if you can't give it to your running back and run for first downs, you will lose in the wild card divisional round again. Here's Broadus. What you drinking and what you thinking?
Just got a bottle of water. Want to say a couple of thank yous real quick. Dawson, that was really good stuff, by the
way. Thank
you. There. But, yeah.
Clip that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
That's going on the tube.
Yep, that should be. That sounds like somebody does a podcast is what that sounds like.
How about wow?
That's how about wow for sure. I want to say a couple of thank yous real quick. Again, thank Mike Bassick for my LSU Texas Rangers jersey. Really appreciate you thinking about me that way. Want to also real quickly thank Eric Nadel. And thanks for the people for his birthday bash. $650 to go have lunch with me at Pecan Lodge.
Nice, dude.
Thanks to the folks that bid on that. And really appreciate you being a big part of that.
Right on. Get these phone calls coming in here at 877-881-1053. Chief, thinking?
Drinking some spring water and thinking about just how fired up I am for the weekend for the most part. I think we got some pretty weather going down.
Yes.
So this is good.
84.
Also,
roof open. How about this? Huh?
We got roof open tonight. Also thinking congratulations to a great American competitor, Joey Jaws, re-breaking a record that he set when it comes to consuming popcorn in a matter of just 8 minutes. The dude ran it up in a disgusting way. So he's breaking his own records at this point. Don't think he's doing the Nathan's Hot Dog Challenge this year. That's a bummer. But salute to him, man. He continues to just be dominant.
Did he retire from that?
No, he's got a deal with a different hot dog company.
Nathan's won't let him compete.
It's all big business.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Woolchuck, drinking?
Just put down some high-quality H2O. And I'm thinking I hate all these Cardinal fans that are here. I mean, they're one of those fans that just travel well.
Yeah.
I saw a list of the top baseball games of the 2000s, and no surprise that one stupid-ass game in 2011 was in the top three. Mm. It makes me think about that series and how the Rangers really should have two World Series. I hope we get revenge and sweep them this weekend.
No doubles, baby. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander drinking and thinking.
Yeah. I'm drinking. I've had a Kratom shot.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I've officially almost had a whole gallon for today.
There you go.
I started around 6:30 this morning when you first wake up, you know what I mean? Get right to the water.
It's the best.
Yeah.
So are you zooming and grooving?
Nah, I'm all right. I'm focused. I'm feeling good, though. Yeah, feeling good.
We'll definitely get the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30, then LA Live at 5:40. Your phone calls between now and there, and plus some Eric Nadell here coming up right around the corner. And where would you say we're going first, sir?
All right, let's go to my man Hudson on line one. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, Bubba, I'm drinking some nice hot black coffee, and I'm thinking the Cowboys are going to upset everybody in Vegas. I believe we are going to go past the wild card in the first round. We're going to make it to the second, and I think Diddy might be going to prison, boys. All right, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to listen. All right.
Bubba sounded hammered drinking black coffee. Do you think he's trying to sober up?
I think he's trying to sober up to get home.
Sober up before the wife gets home?
Absolutely. I think so.
Happy hour got away from him.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to go with the coffee.
5 o'clock somewhere.
The coffee Hail Mary, man.
Yeah. I love it. Hudson, I hope you have a great weekend. And as LA will tell you coming up in LA Live, don't crash out.
Don't crash out.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Rodeo Ryan, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Well, boys, I'm drinking Dr. Pepper with a little bit of Jim Beam in it today.
What?
Yeah, Jim Beam is back in my life just a little bit. But what I'm thinking is just how bad this year is for us Dallas sports fans. With the debacle we just witnessed with the Stars, the Rangers are in shambles. Who knows what Nico's going to do with the Mavs? And the Cowboys ain't got a chance with the schedule that they got this year. So here's to Dallas Cowboy fans, and here's the Rodeo Ron. And remember one thing. If you ain't drinking that Jim Beam with Rodeo Ron, listen to that 105.3 The Fan. Where the F you at, baby?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I love it.
Did we get the rodeo relapse?
He just punched us
with it like it was not some breaking news. I thought we needed to stop down for that.
So
that
just
felt
a
like
little
we,
bit.
We needed to do a little presser.
That was almost
a ganger going.
What was that, 2.5 months? I think about 10 weeks.
Hey, he's going 8, 9
strong. Weeks.
I don't know. Like, should we be excited for him?
I'm excited that he has figured out how to responsibly drink, guys.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he didn't have to totally cut it out.
You go cold turkey for a while.
Yeah.
You get your wits about you. Discipline all of a sudden starts coming back.
Yeah. You start back again.
If he's got to quit again, I'm sure he can.
He's going to go back to
just 72 hours in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm sure this isn't a daily thing for him now, right? It's just a Friday.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a Friday.
I don't even know what to say.
When you're battling addiction.
Seriously, I thought he was going to say, just kidding.
Me too.
I did too.
I thought he was ballsacking us.
Hey, I support him. He's a grown man.
Here's why I always felt like if you're going to quit drinking, you got to fully do it.
Yeah.
You can't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody until you're sure you're done.
Right.
Because you're going to go back, and now people are worried about you, Ron.
Yeah.
Right? We were partying
I'll
with you
I'll raise my hand on that
now
one.
We're worried about you.
That's
I'll
a great
raise
point.
My hand.
That's a great point.
I'm concerned.
Went from fun to fear.
I hope he has a great weekend.
Love you, Ron.
I'm sure his drinking buddies are fired up to have him back in the game. So live it up. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Big Jim, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking? Oh, Jim. I'll put Jim on hold.
Oh, Jim.
All right.
Polo, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Polo.
Well, I'm smoking and choking right now. But I haven't heard from you guys in a while. Happy May. It's going to be June. I'm moving next month. Kind of stressed out about that, but I'm back for a new beginning. Something I've been thinking about, my homeboy Terrence came over to my house last week. And he's talking about Cooper Flagg. I said, yeah. He said, well, you know what? Everybody making all this hype about Cooper Flagg. And what if he turns out to be the next Adam Morrison or Keith Van Horn? I said, you know what? You may be right. And so I thought about it for a second. And I let it go. But the Rangers, Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia, you ain't worth no $100 million. I hope they trade your sorry butt, get a left-handed pitcher. And as far as the best top three movies made in Dallas, Problem Child, RoboCop, and JFK, I think Problem Child may be the best one after JFK. I love y'all. I love RoboCop. Bye.
Adam Appreciate Morrison. You, Polo.
Thanks, Polo. Cool.
Have a good one. It opens a line at 877-881-1053. I think Flagg's just much more athletic. Like, I don't know if Morrison Van Horn went through the combine, but they were tall guys that could shoot, right? You were going to get no defense. You were going to get no creativity. There's no point guard skills in there. And if they're not making shots, they're not going to help you win. They're not even spot-up shooters. You know,
I know. What other white guys can we think of that he might end up being like?
Andre Kirilenko.
Yeah, let's just throw out all our white guy names. Keep the stereotype going.
All righty. At 877-881-1053. Who's next, Lucius?
Nui, you're in a G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
What's going on, boys? I'm drinking a Scotty right now. And I'm thinking that Scotty's going to take the boys all the way because, for one, he's not a chronic clapper like Jason Garrett. And two, he's not a puppet like Mike McCarthy. And three, I think he's going to call the plays that Dak needs to be running. And I think the offense is going to humble.
Thank you,
Nui. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I was wondering if we were going to hear from Nui Scruggs there for a second.
Thought that would so. Be cool. Talked to Nui the other day.
That would be cool if he called in on what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Of course, a former fan host when I first got to the fan. Nui did Middays with Richie and then,
good
and
dude.
Then Solo for
He's
a while.
He's a beast.
Let's see if we can get a couple of more in here this evening. Lucius, what do you say? Who's next?
Joseph, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, Joe?
I am drinking some water, smoking some chronic, and check this out. This is what I'm thinking. I feel like I'm the only one that was kind of upset that we let go of Rico Dowdle because he was he was running all over them boys. But I'll tell you what, I am excited about Cowboys football right now. I don't know why. Because I was not optimistic at the end of last season, but I have a feeling that Dak is going to go hard, and if he doesn't go hard, Joe Milton is, and guess what? We're going to pound him with the run game, baby. Let's go, Cowboy up.
Pound him. Yeah, I hear you on that Rico thing. I wonder why they let him go, Brian. Do you think if they started free agency over again, they would have just brought him back?
Well, I think that he wanted to leave. I think he went home to Carolina.
Oh, I see. Yeah, maybe.
Well, and they were never going to go up to $6 million, which is what he can get.
He was looking at Carolina the whole time. Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of his success rates on his run.
Yeah.
They were elite. They were like top five, top six in the NFL. You just didn't get the break loose ones. Yeah. So, you know, I wonder if the Cowboys' run game last year was actually capable of significantly more. You just spent so much of the early season giving the ball to Zeke.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Rico didn't have the jets, and maybe you didn't give him the ball enough. But if you have a guy like Blue or Sanders or Javonte Williams that can finish plays, maybe the success is already kind of in there with what Steele, Beebe, and Smith are capable of doing.
Yeah, it was weird how they started running the ball better once they took Zach Martin out.
Yes,
somebody could move.
Kind of strange. Yeah, but
out, and you were putting in Booker.
It worked.
I mean, you remember what it was like in 2014 when they drafted Zach Martin, and all of a sudden you went from we can barely run to, God, we're blowing the doors off of people.
Made Doug Free a much better player over there.
Okay, can we get a couple of more in, Lucius?
Yeah, let's try a Big Jim again. Big Jim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Well, apparently I'm drinking too much. I had to hit the mute button on my phone. Just drinking a little whiskey on a Friday afternoon. It's been a while since I talked to you. Vertical, that's good, my age.
You.
I got to echo my last caller. I'm a little bit excited. I like what I'm seeing. I like what I'm hearing. I like the enthusiasm. And, you know, as far as what you can do during the Underwear Olympics, it's, you know, we're doing the right things. Anyway, I'm pretty happy with these guys. Bartis, really excited about the crown you're putting on your head.
Thank you, sir.
And over there, it's exciting. Enjoy it. Of course, love what you do. And Walt, Took, and Chief, it's just love listening to you fellas. And Gavin, you're my guy. And, you know, ain't nobody better than Lucius, so it's good to talk to you. We got a lot to talk about. And, you know, hey, they were talking this afternoon that the Atlanta Falcons are trying to package up their tight end over there and get him off, trade him off somewhere else. But I'm happy with what we got. I like the fact that we're getting some big uglies up front that can move the ball and run. So, yeah, I think there's reason to be excited. We'll see what happens in Oxnard and see what you guys see. But, hey, listen, love you fellas. Thanks for the joy for the past month. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir, Big Jim. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jim.
There he goes. Big Jim with you here in the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Is that it, Lucius?
Let's see. We can get two more if you want to.
Okay.
Let's go to Graylin. Graylin, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm drinking water, and I'm just wondering what's up with these Rangers.
Drinking water, wondering what's up with these Rangers. Yeah, I appreciate
get
the call.
Hit, man. I think the GM's wondering what's up, too. He's trying.
I mean, so you had the runners in scoring position thing, and that was real for like 10 days, where they should have scored a lot more runs. And then I think, you know, this week kind of got away from you a little bit. You're facing too many lefties now. But, you know, I think just a little bit more patience. Maybe a couple of weeks away from a Marcus Semien breakout. And getting healthy in the outfield, getting options here. But they're not quite this bad. Okay, one more, Lucius.
Yeah, Nathan, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I'm on my second monster today, and I'm thinking that the Florida Panthers, I'm hoping that they'll bring the Stanley Cup home one more time, back-to-back years. I think that the Oilers aren't good enough. Panthers will do a repeat. Sergei Bobrovsky will be a brick wall in the series, and the Cup stays in America.
I love it. I'll be pulling for that with you. You know, last year I didn't really care, but how everything went this year, I couldn't stomach the idea of watching Edmonton get the dub. There it is. What you drinking and what you thinking here on a Friday night in the Globe, Comerica Backyard. CY was on an hour ago. That was outstanding. If you want to go back and listen to that with any of the apps, you can do that with. And we'll talk with Eric Nadel about where this Texas Rangers team goes next as they host the Cards tonight. With you on 105.3 The Fan, then get to the G-Bag of the Day in LA.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure.
It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Live. Yeah, buddies, welcome back. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. We're about to get Eric Nadel on. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. And Eric Nadel here, presented by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy, as we broadcast live from the Globe Rangers carts tonight. How we doing, Eric?
We are doing great. Dragging a little bit today, but doing okay.
Right on. Is it the offensive outage that's got you a little bummed, or is it the stars?
Combination of the stars and having had the birthday benefit last night to wear me out. So it was quite the night. We had
how
the Stars
marks?
Game on. What's that?
How many marks did you have?
Three.
Three? Are you a frozen mark guy, Eric?
I am when they're available, yeah. Yeah, they don't have them at the Longhorn. I go rocks, no salt.
Ah, oh, love it. Everything go as you'd hope, though?
Yeah, we did well. We had 640 people there. Our goal had been 600, so that worked out great. The Grant Halliburton Foundation raised over $100,000. And a good time was had by all. You know, a lot of people who had never been to the Longhorn Ballroom had their first exposure to it, and everybody loved the venue. And the Lunch with Brian brought us. You ready for this?
Yes,
at Pecan Lodge, went for $650.
Yes, sir. Cha-ching. Thank you very much. Thank you, Eric, for letting me be a part of this.
Yes,
I really,
so,
really look forward to
so glad
hanging out with some folks. And Pecan Lodge, one of my favorite places, but I promise you, that auction item is going to be the best. That person, those people are going to come back next year for twice the money with the time I'm about to have with them.
All right. I love that attitude.
Yes, sir. We'll get that done.
Okay. Speaking of, you know, what you do, when you hear it's a mental health day for Adolis Garcia, do you feel like, you know, do you feel for him a little bit more, I guess?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I know whatever he's going through is related to performance, and it's, you know, I'm not a mental health skills coach, but I do know that confidence is such an important part of whatever you do. And when it comes to hitting, if you're not relaxed, if you're pressing, you just can't do it. And Cito Gaston, the Toronto Blue Jays manager, used to be very graphic in saying that there are two things that you can't do when you're pressing, when you're tight. One of them is hitting.
Well, I mean, I guess that explains a lot.
I will leave the rest to the imagination.
Yes, sir.
Do you think this could shake Adolis into a better place to produce? Like,
who knows?
Work?
Maybe it's worth a try. You know, it's maybe it's shock therapy. I don't know. But they pretty much tried everything other than, you know, giving guys extended days off. And I think at this point you pretty much have to do that. It's so odd to see him not in there against a lefty, but he's just not hitting lefties. He's actually hitting lefties worse than righties. He's got a 149 batting average, you know, yeah, and an on-base percentage of 167, you know, a slugging percentage of 170 against lefties. It's just inconceivable.
It's contagious, I guess, down
and
there.
And this is a good lefty tonight. This is a guy who will take advantage of you. If you are, if you're chasing, if you're not disciplined, he's got about six different pitches. He uses them all, and he generally throws strikes. Though he's a guy who's around the zone. He's only walked eight. I'm talking about Matthew Liberatore, who's pitching for St. Louis tonight. And who knows? You know, maybe Adolis finds his way back in there tomorrow against the righty Sonny Gray. But I don't know. it's interesting to be facing the Cardinals, which is the team that, you know, Adolis originally signed with, and the team the Rangers got him from. And the Cardinals underwent so much criticism for letting Adolis go and letting Randy Arozarena go. And now Arozarena has kind of come back to the pack as an average outfielder at best. And the guy they got for him is the guy who's pitching tonight, Matthew Liberatore. He's been sensational. He has a 273 earned run average. He's got a strikeout-to-walk ratio of about 7-1. And people are forgetting in St. Louis now that you know, they need to criticize the Cardinals over letting Arozarena and Adolis go.
Sounds like the guy could already be on pace for a one-hitter, if you ask me, Eric, you know, the way things are going. Do you think Marcus Semien could get a day off as well soon?
I think so, especially, you know, if Corey's able to stay in the lineup, I think we'll start seeing Semien get regular days off, which is what Bruce Bochy had planned to do coming out of spring training. You know, but with the injuries to Evan Carter and the injury to Seager, Josh Jung being out for a while, you know, they never really felt the luxury of sitting Marcus. But at this point, I think you have to do that too. Maybe not both on the same day, but I would be very surprised if tomorrow and Sunday Semien played both games. My guess is he gets one of those two games off. Now, maybe not this weekend because there was an off day yesterday and there's another off day on Monday. And, you know, it's an odd stretch of the schedule where you have two off days in a span of 5 days. So maybe this isn't the time, but I don't know. It's getting late early, as Yogi would say.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, I need my history lesson from St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Where would you rank Jack Buck and Mike Shannon as the all-time duos of broadcasters in baseball history?
Well, Jack Buck's one of my all-time favorites, and you know, he was extremely warm and kind and gracious to me when I started doing this. Shannon is one of those classic local baseball announcers, beloved by the people in that city. You know, he was a World Series player for them.
Sure.
Back in the late 60s. And even though he wasn't the classic broadcaster who you would study in a broadcasting class, you know, he had a distinctive style. He was a man of the people, and they absolutely adored him there. So, you know, as a team, they would rank right up there. But I think if you're going to talk about the best St. Louis radio team, you have to include the Harry Carey Jack Buck team.
Yeah, there
you go. Know, and that would probably be, you know, the standout St. Louis broadcast team. As you know, both of those guys have won the Ford Frick Award.
Eric, we just have one more question. If a Cardinals fan was in here with a David Freeze jersey, hypothetically, right now, would you escort him out of the building if you had the power to do so?
I'm already throwing up in my own mouth.
Likewise. I'm sorry for that reference. What you drinking and what you thinking, buddy?
I am. I've been drinking green tea all day to try and wake myself up without putting too much coffee acid into my system after last night. And what I'm thinking is the Cardinals, and Matt and I talked about this the other day, you know, to me, they have the best uniforms in baseball. I just love those birds on the bat. You know, I like them better on their home uniforms, but I love them on the road uniforms too. And as much as I have, you know, all kinds of nightmarish memories, you know, going back to the 2011 World Series when I see the Cardinals, there's something about those uniforms that makes me think of Stan Musial as a kid and Lou Brock and Kurt Flood. And, you know, there's a special tradition, and it really is. It's something special to be playing these guys.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Hopefully people will come out and enjoy a great weekend of baseball.
Shoot, yeah, sounds good. Roof open tonight. It's going to be beautiful. Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And into the Pimp Cup we go for the G-Bag of the Day with Lucius Alexander.
Yep. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. And if you hit me up on Instagram, I'm going to check those DMs this weekend. For sure, man. So sit back, sit tight. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us off and find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, day two, Texas Rangers radio broadcast here on The Fan with a great broadcaster, Matt Hicks, got it lost in the lights.
Lefty to lefty. And here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And did I miss a pitch? He just struck him out. I guess that the second pitch was a strike. Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day, Eric.
The sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
Tough day. Tough stuff, man.
Good stuff.
Hell of a partner he's got with him to hold his back.
He does.
Hold him down. Yeah. Yeah, hold him down. Now, we just did a what you drinking and what you thinking segment, and what I didn't get thinking? To my thinking part.
Oh, man.
Oh, but Sorry. Not only that, yeah, you know, mistakes happen. You know, mistakes happen. You're a quarterback. You're in the groove. But not one of my teammates was listening. Not one. Not one said, wait. Not one, bro.
We let you down. Thanks for keeping us accountable.
Bro.
Sorry about that. Let's
not just... one, bro.
I think there was
tough.
A follow-up. There was a follow-up
so
in there.
Tough, bro. All right.
There was... He was asking, like, are so you tough. Zooming and grooving?
So rough, so tough. Ouch, yeah, baby. All right, let's go to ESPN with Chris Mad Dog Russo and Stephen A. Smith. They go back and forth over whether Anthony Edwards would be the next face of the league, and the topic just fell apart. Like, it's, of course it would with those two yelling at each other, you know?
No, he's not the face of the league. He plays in Minnesota, and they've never been in a final, and they almost got swept in a conference final last year. Let's take it easy. Will you please take it easy? Face of the league. That's LeBron. That's Bird. That's Jordan.
No.
That's
no,
a high level. He's not at that level.
We didn't say he was.
The next
we
face of the league. Stop with the next face of the league.
The next. The next.
Oh, nonsense. The next face. Win something. Win something.
If you win something.
Oh, please.
Or whatever.
Win something.
Well, you be quiet.
You need to hang in the ring.
This is who he sent home.
Wow. That's old school right there. That sounds like 80s Mad Dog.
He was going at it.
He almost got back into whatever caused that horrific lisp he's got going on.
Let's see right here. Brothers, you might like this. It's a dude caught himself a bass on a bass boat, and he cussed out, which I believe is his sister, because he got so excited.
Christopher, calm the f*** down and get your f***ing phone out.
I got it. I'm videoing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my f***ing God. Dude.
Christopher, get that f***ing thing up.
Chrissy, shut the f***ing up.
God, are you?
Whoa! F***ing bitch! Look at that! What the?
Quite impressive.
Quite impressive. I'll tell you what, Lucius. One time, my buddy he caught a 12-4 bass, and I said, "Hey, we grab the net." And he goes, "Don't effing move." Don't move.
Don't do too much.
He did not want me anywhere near. Maybe knocking the fish off the lure. I was going to get the net and try and scoop it. He goes, "Don't effing move." I sat in the back of the boat and didn't flinch at all.
You fish guys are just crazy how fired up you get for
oh,
this.
Oh, no, it's yeah. It's,
yeah, it looked like a 4-pounder.
One day. I want to go fishing with Lucius. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, a 2-pound bass is nice. That's a nice catch.
Hey, man, fishing's
going to fight
hard.
A little bit.
Fishing's hard.
Once you get up into that range, this thing's going to wear you out.
Yeah. That's what's being out in the Gulf of Mexico or something like that, man. The big old fish, sailfish and stuff like that. Those are cool.
Yeah, that fool might have had maybe a 3.8, 4-pound bass right there. He went crazy for it. Yeah. Cussed everybody out on the boat over a 4-pounder.
Hey, nothing better than being on a boat, though.
Yeah,
nothing
real better. Talk. Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up, maybe. Well, you know, I'm going to do these two right here since Tom stepped on a little bit. How about an Ayo combo pack?
Ooh.
Ayo combo pack. Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman.
He's him.
Let's do this little conversation.
I mean, pack everybody in and say we're going to outman you and outmeet you with. No, I can't say that. That's bad. Outman you or.
We're going to outmeet you?
Outmeet you. That's crazy.
I mean, it started pretty wild. It got crazier.
Good old fashioned meet off.
Outmeet you.
Big noon Saturday. Just took a turn.
Three best meets.
and pack everybody in and say we're going to outman you and outmeet you with no, I can't say that. That's bad. You know.
Hey, yo, meet rich meat.
Caught himself. And let's go to Falcons QB Michael Penix Jr. What was his? Oh man, I think they're talking about his DJ somebody, the quarterback's coach. How are they gelling together? I can't remember DJ's last name, but anyway, you'll hear.
Oh my gosh, I do not know who their quarterback coach is. I'll find out.
What's it been like working with DJ Williams? Like so much last year, and then also in his new role this year.
Yeah, man, it's been good. That's my dog. Like, I could be open with him. He'd be open with me. He'd be hard on me. You know,
He caught himself. That's a quarterback with self-awareness.
Yep.
That is great awareness.
Hanging tough in the pocket.
I didn't even detect it until he said the yo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I'm a little slow on this type of deal. That's how it goes. All righty, we got a champ. We got four challengers. It's Matt Hicks up against Mad Dog Russo. Couple catches a monster bass or the A-Yo combo pack.
Ooh, I almost got hit by a baseball.
Whoa. Was that a bomb?
That was a bomb.
How'd this happen?
I almost got hit by a baseball.
That hit your chair.
It hit my chair.
You got your rocker.
Holy jeez, you see that?
You got to be kidding me.
I've never seen one make it up here.
That thing made it all the way up here.
That's incredible.
The roof ain't even open yet. These balls are flying tonight, boys. Unfortunately, that was a cardinal.
Man, I was
This is at least 600 feet. Holy crap.
That was a boomer.
Who hit that?
Let's get StatCast on this one.
I don't know.
Here you go. Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Wow.
He needs a baseball.
That had horsepower.
That's incredible.
Could somebody show me who's at the plate right now?
We asked.
Not a Ranger.
We asked Sands last year, could anybody ever hit one up here? And he said no. How did that get here?
Did you see
it? It came from up.
It came and it hit literally right next to my chair and then bounced off my chair.
Did somebody throw it up here? Is somebody pranking us? That's crazy. I don't know. We need to get a video of that, though, if that dude just hit that ball. Okay, it's time to vote. Is it Matt Hicks, Mad Dog Russo,
Sorry,
couple catches, monster
No,
bass?
That's a write-in right there, bro. If not, I'm playing it on Monday.
Yeah, it's gold. Yeah. Or Penix Jr. Okay. Yeah, I think that might be 600 feet of home run. Is it Mad Dog Russo? I don't know. I'm going to go with Marcus Freeman in the A-Yo combo pack, Chief. How about you?
Give me the champ Hicksy.
All righty. Lucius?
Yeah, Hicksy.
Wolchuk?
I'll go Hicksy.
Brian.
Wow. Got to go Hicksy there, too.
All right. By a score of 4-1. And still, your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Rangers broadcast crew coming up now in less than an hour here on your home of the Rangers. I might have to wear a helmet up here at this broadcast position. I don't know who that Paul Bunyan son of a gun down there is, but I don't feel safe anymore.
Wilson Contreras, that's who it is?
Wow. Okay. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
He doesn't play for us, huh?
No.
Unfortunately not.
Crap. All right, let's get into a feel-good let's get into a Friday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, T-Squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the pimp cup, dude. I live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
Hey, this is L.A. Live for May 30th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here at L.A. Live.
What you think?
Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Now let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not get out of jail until Monday. So mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW Scanner this weekend. It's been looking real scary on DFW Scanner. Real scary. Matter of fact, DFW Scanner, you looking kind of funny in the light, son. You looking kind of real funny in the light right now, for those that know what I'm talking about. In other words, do not crash out this weekend like this Maryland woman did. Maryland, stand up. Come to the front of the congregation. She has been hit with child abuse charges.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, she got him. On a vacation, too. This is a vacation situation there, Mr. Broadus. Yeah, she punched, threw a water bottle, a full water bottle, and mashed a little boy's face into the side of an airplane window. Get your, on a flight from Disneyland, supposed to be one of the happiest places on earth.
Yeah, look at that.
Flight from Disneyland after little boy allegedly called the woman Miss Piggy. He also called her fat.
Oh, wow. Yelling at me because I'm fat.
You ever call a woman fat?
The Miss Piggy thing was enough to get the point across, but he was
a little
make
redundant,
goodness.
Make damn sure. That's a good burn, though. Must be like a Gen Xer to be that mean and also know the Miss Piggy reference.
No, he's a little boy.
Oh, little boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A child.
How young is this kid?
Oh.
He's a savage.
Grandpa must be a Gen Xer. Hangs out with him a lot.
Yeah, something's going on there. Called her Miss Piggy, called her fat. She gave him that work. She gave him a punch, had his ears ringing together. Yeah, so don't crash out like that lady did. Keep your emotions in check. Keep it together, people. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a trap. Trying to establish dominance quickly. You better be capable of it, you know?
Yeah, that's going to be bad for you if you're not.
Yeah, they call
you
bluff.
Terrified.
I'd be like, crap, They say I gotta fight somebody in here, but I don't see anybody I can whoop. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Do they need like an older wise friend who can, you know, maybe write an article about something? I don't know. I'd be in bad shape. Trying to establish dominance quickly.
You know what they say, it shows that you have heart and you're at least willing to fight, right?
Okay, all right. So does that count? Like if I throw a couple of punches and I'm trying,
you take a respectable.
Do
ass
I get respect
kicking?
For that for sure?
Then you're being in the hospital after that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still getting turned out or whatever, but they'll have a little more respect for you.
Yeah. And you know, anytime somebody comes in there with a little bit of hands after they've seen your hands, and they just want to let some frustration off, like that girl hasn't wrote them. You know, they commissary is looking crazy. They're just going to come find you and beat you up.
Yes. Somebody's going to have a bad day every day in there.
You've been marked. Yeah.
You've been marked, bro.
You're the punching bag.
Yeah. Where are my letters? Going to find Dawson Sale. Kick his ass real quick. Get his frustration off.
I'd be in my cell like shadow boxing at 4 miles an hour. Oh, man, I'm going to get in shape one of these days and get one of these boys.
Hey, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Hold on.
Girl, I look in your eyes, see you care.
Y'all see that these police departments out here are now doing content creation?
Yes. They're turning it around. I'm rolling my camera on you.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Yeah. They're active on social media, all the social media accounts. Let's go to this Instagram account of Hartford County Sheriff's Office. That is in Bel Air, Maryland. Merlin, excuse me, guys. This young lady right here failed her field sobriety test.
Oh, jeez.
And she's doing like the walking part, and you're supposed to count it out. And she just, man, she does all the counting. It's like a Reno 911 situation.
I'll be taking three, you'll be taking nine. So it's going to be one, two, three. On the plant leg, you're going to take a series of small steps just like this.
One.
And you're going
two,
to turn.
Three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's embarrassing.
12.
Because this 13, stuff plays while you're in court, you know?
Yeah.
18,
yeah.
16.
17.
She's kind of. 20. Hey! Want me to keep going? 1, 2.
Nope.
3. Oh, wait. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
She just keeps going. Over and over and over. Matter of fact, I'm going to just let it play for a second. because I want to let you know how long she keeps counting. And the cops are just writing their paperwork and getting all their little video cameras ready, you know, just rolling on her.
Let her go.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to pull it back up. Here she goes.
You just get lost 22, in it.
24,
she's taking 24,
steps. 25, 26, 27, 28.
Still going, bro. Told you.
She skipped a couple there, didn't she?
Yeah.
She skipped a lot. In fact, she is skipping.
One, three. It's like my three-year-old trying to count. It's cute.
Yeah. Hey, when it comes to those little field sobriety situations, can you turn those down? Like, how's that work? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I think once you get to the downtown, though, they're going to subpoena your blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just delay things. So
there's no way to avoid it. You're definitely going downtown.
You're definitely going downtown for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's so just like denying the, like, blowing into the deal.
Yeah. Mm. So just be part of the joke, you know? Amuse everybody before you go downtown.
From what I could tell on TikTok, like, your only shot, I think, is to roll the window down a tiny bit, hand your license through, and say, I don't answer any questions.
Wow.
And I don't know if you can do that in every state, but a lot of dudes are, you know, rolling through DWI checkpoints and just saying, like, I don't answer any questions. There's my license. I haven't done anything wrong. I wasn't, you know. Mm. And I guess as long as you're not slurring your words and don't look hammered, they won't have probable cause.
Shoot. I'm pretty sure I get snatched out the car if I say something.
Yeah.
Snatched out, bro. He's going to throw a little mace in there with me. Oh, okay, well, hold this.
Yeah. Tear gas.
Looks like you're rolling down your window now. Stop resisting. Stop resisting.
Hey, speaking of, man, did y'all see the Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick go full reefer madness on a reporter this week?
Yes.
No. Idiots. Reefer madness, bro. Like, calm down, man. Okay, if you want to ban the THCA out here in the Delta 9s, okay, fine. But don't lie to me like this. And don't gaslight a reporter. Houston Chronicle reporter Jeremy Wallace asked Dan Patrick if there was a better way, you know, to protect the kids out here and still let the adults have a decision if they want THCA or not, right? Makes sense to me.
Sure.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
I like it. I vote for.
We brag about our freedoms here, you know what I mean? Freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless, you know, you want to, like, have a product available that my kid might get a hold of and it'll, like, partially slow down their development, you know? I think it's like there's a line that gets drawn. Like, at some point, the freedom is just about, like, my freedom to take away something from you that I'm worried that my kid's gonna get.
Yes,
I'm worried about my kid getting your gun, but I can't take away your gun. Mm-hmm. So, but the hypocrisy is so normalized, and then you get, you know, a politician like this guy who's just, the alcohol lobbies are in his back pocket.
That's what I was gonna say. Beer company, bro. Beer lobbyists is doing this right now, and I love beer. But come on, man, it's a fair market.
Yeah.
Fair market. Don't play games like this. Compete.
Thank you. Yeah. Just let it open.
Just compete, man. Shoot, combine sometimes. Because I mix my tequila with a little bit of THCA drink. Like, stop, bro. Don't do this. Anyway, Dan Patrick is standing behind a table with all types of yummy delights, as Eric would call them. Delta dummy. Whoa.
Sorry.
Yummy delights. Yummy delights. He got hella slippery right there, boy. I tell you,
I might buy that product actually, though, a Delta dummy.
Yeah,
Delta
dummy.
We'll clean you up.
We're Delta dummies right now. And he picks up this big bag of Delta products called Cereal Bites, bro. Cereal Bites. And goes on a reefer madness rant.
I understand wanting to protect children, but you have grown adults who are using these products too. Is there a way to do this where grown adults could still have access to these products?
No, we don't want adults having this either. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
You want to go home and eat a bag of this tonight? See if you're here tomorrow?
What?
This is what we focus on, kids.
Wait a minute, hold on.
It's fentanyl now.
Wow. Cereal Bites is going to put me under the grave? Is going to put me up there with Abraham? Are you kidding me, bro? Now, sometimes if you have too much, you will feel like that's happening to you.
You'll wish you might.
Yeah.
You wish you were done.
If you wear a pacemaker, I don't know if I'd recommend it. One bite should be fine. Just don't eat that whole bar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Know your levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing they tell you to do with alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't say it's going to make our women horny or something. Yeah. No, I think that was part of Reefer Madness in the 30s. Like, it's going to turn your women into horny.
You don't want people horny.
They're going to chase those jazz cats around.
Yeah, but you're smoking the reefer.
Listen.
Where grown adults could still have access to these products?
Well, we don't want adults having this either. What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Crazy? You want to go home and eat a bag of this tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. See if you're here tomorrow? This is what we focus on, kids, because that's where they built the shops. But adults are buying this stuff, too. Make no mistake.
Yeah.
We want to protect the 20 and the 30 and the 40 and the 50-year-olds, too. We don't want anybody buying anything off the shelf that could kill them or ruin their mental state for the rest of their life.
For the rest of your life if you have some THC, bro.
Yeah, off just a one dose, you know.
What are you, I
know
crazy? A guy.
What are you, crazy?
That's crazy. I wonder how much money he got to say that.
Come on, that bag must have been beautiful, bro.
Fat. God, and of course, not a check directly to him, but the campaign financing. You know?
Yeah, for sure. That he has access to.
Whatever loopholes they have. But.
Enough to be sitting courtside at MSG Game 7.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. That little situation reminded me of this Brooks Wheelan joke. And I'll end with that before I get on out of here.
Think of the worst thing you've ever done stoned. Ha ha ha! Giggles. It's funny. Did you pet a dog a little too hard? Now, think of the worst thing you've ever done drunk. Ah! Less laughs.
Yeah.
You just thought of a crime, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just thought of a crime.
Yeah.
All right. Good point. It's true.
Great point.
It is true.
Great point. As comedians, they always hit you with that right there, man.
Uh-huh.
They make you look at it right in the mirror, wherever they're talking about. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe out here. That's my time. I'll holler. Peace.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander here in the G-Bag Nation. Still can't believe about 15 minutes ago, a baseball came flying into this area.
Crazy.
That was something else.
Hey, how about Brad is taking a potty break in the middle of LA Live right there? You think that was a number one or a number two?
He really had to go.
He excused himself.
All that sweat on his upper brow.
Some soy sauce.
He had to go.
It was quick enough to assume a number one, but it was such an emergency. He had to get himself up off that rocking chair, which you know he hates to do.
He does.
And pedal on over to that urinal.
Welcome back, Brian. Welcome next to a proper round tripper. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
What would be your Rangers do-over? That's next in the Nation.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.